You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, to Real Hits. I'm Ben Albert of the Real Business Connections Network. Real Hits is where I rebroadcast some of the absolute best podcasts that provide real value and insights on business and life. In our book, they are real hits, full episodes in their entirety. This way, you can gain more value from other podcasters, personalities, and guests. Today on Real Hits, we have an episode of That Sounds Terrific with Nick Koziel. That Sounds Terrific with Nick Koziel, entitled Falling Forward, featuring me, Ben Albert. Ultimately, I sometimes feel weird posting the episodes that I've been on, but a lot of people want to hear more from me. It's my job to ask questions and listen to the answer. It's my job to be a good host. So in episodes like this, you can learn a little bit about me and my story. This is a little bit more interesting than an ordinary episode because I had COVID at the time. My voice was shot. I was a little woo all over the place, but there's tremendous, incredible insight. So I wanted to play it for you guys regardless. It lit up my day. It was the best part of that experience by far. And I encourage you to subscribe to That Sounds Terrific with Nick Koziel. Oh, yeah. And if you'd like to submit your podcast to be featured on Real Hits, DM me on LinkedIn or email ben@balbertmarketing.com. Enjoy the show.
Do you ever wonder how great leaders in the community make things happen? When they encounter new, unexpected challenges like a pandemic, how do they continue to successfully make an impact? Welcome to That Sounds Terrific, the podcast that connects you with these amazing people. Get insights on what they do to meet their goals. Find out how you can help them in their mission and learn their methods so you can be more successful at what you do. Welcome to That Sounds Terrific with host Nick Koziel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of That Sounds Terrific. I am so privileged to have Ben Albert of Balbert Marketing and so many other things. I can't even introduce all the things that he does with me on the show today. Ben, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Nick. I'm so privileged to be on your show. I'm excited for our conversation today.
Well, it's been a long time coming. Those of you that might know me better as a friend and not just a listener know that I've talked about Ben ad nauseum and how many things that he does. And I always feel like I'm a half a step to a full step behind the things that you're doing. So, Ben, why don't you just give a quick intro about yourself, your company, and kind of like some of the projects that you're working on?
Yeah, I'm always working on a million things and don't feel like you're a step behind. I sometimes feel like I'm a step ahead of myself just because I'm a big thinker and I like to accomplish things, but they call it shiny object syndrome. Sometimes I need to slow down and see it through. My main focus right now is really building out what it used to be called the Rochester Business Connections Network. Mm-hmm. And I've renamed it to the Real Business Connections. I can't talk today, Nick. The Real Business Connections Network. And what that is a podcast network that actually broadcasts five different shows. So we have a Rochester show, Rochester Business Connections, which is all Buffalo, Syracuse, Rochester, Finger Lakes, local leaders. There's Learn, Speak, Teach, which is a national show. I meet so many great mentors. I wanted to give them the microphone. So Learn, Speak, Teach is a national audience. 5-Minute Fridays is easy to implement business tips for busy people. There's Local Hits that I now call Real Hits, which is me playing other podcasts. I'll probably play this in a Real Hit slot.
That'd be awesome.
Lots of great local and national podcasts on Real Hits. And lastly, Ben's Bites is when I talk about whatever I want. So I'm doing a million things, Nick. I'm tired today. I burn out. I'm not perfect, but really I'm passionate about it. And if you go and you subscribe to Real Business Connections, you can get all these shows in one spot. That's the easiest way to keep up to date on everything I'm doing. And I appreciate anyone who would consider doing that with me.
Yeah, I strongly urge listeners to do that, because you get, you know, not only Ben stuff, but you get a lot of great suggestions of other podcasts and content all the time. And Ben, you've always come across as a very giving person, a very engaging person. Every time, we just ran into each other at another networking call, like right before recording this. Yeah, so how did you get started with networking, and how did you get started with, you know, your ideas for these podcasts?
You've got to fall forward. You got to, put your foot in the door and actually start, and I didn't know what I was doing, Nick. I'll be quite honest, and it's sometimes hard for me to talk about, but I've struggled a lot with alcoholism in the past, and I was furloughed from work during the COVID pandemic, which was kind of a blessing in disguise, because my happiness in my role was diminishing, and I was going through a transfer into a new role, and that transfer was never going to happen. They offered my job back, but in the previous role, and I was a mess. And to be honest with you, I'm laying in bed. There's an empty bottle of Jim Beam, and I just kind of roll out of bed and sloppily get on LinkedIn. I had not updated my LinkedIn profile in 5 to 10 years, literally probably since I graduated college. And I got on LinkedIn and just sort of redid my bio and started sending out cold message requests, like trying to connect with other people that weren't in my previous company and weren't drinkers, and find a new community. And I'm just so grateful that what was once literally cold, random messages to strangers has gotten to a point where I know these people at a personal level. They're great friends of mine, and I meet new great people like yourself every day. And it literally was me being a disaster, but realizing that I was better than where I was, and that I was made for something more, and just opening up this laptop in front of me and falling forward and giving it a shot and just meeting incredible people along the way. I owe it all to literally my connections. I take almost no credit for it. It literally was the people that helped me that made this all possible.
You know, that's awesome for you to share, and we've all had different challenges, and people can relate to your story. I've called COVID on this podcast a couple times, sort of a renaissance for some people. It was definitely a renaissance for me, going back to my creativity and, starting That Sounds Terrific, and, a career support group. And it sounds a lot like, that happened for you, where you've kind of reinvented yourself, and it was one maybe positive thing that kind of came out of the pandemic, was it gave a lot of people time to kind of reflect and realize that this is the direction we want to go in, right? And what I like is that you sort of are picking up other people along the way and carry them with you, whether you intend to or not. I've seen it and witnessed it through your networking and through the things that you do. Case in point, you've done some work for me on the show. The intro is a creation of yours, and I love it. And a little bit like later on in the year, around the holidays, Thanksgiving, all of a sudden you sent me this really nice like Thanksgiving logo. It's just, you're always thinking of other people. And that was one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on the show. I want to thank you, first of all, for all that you do for me, but also all that you do for the network that you're a part of. So thanks, Ben.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. So do you want to go into a little bit about some of your podcasts and kind of what you try to feature in each one? Because I'm sure there's people that want to learn a little bit more about each one.
Yeah, sure. I can go all day, so feel free to cut me off. But
sure.
Where would you like to start? Anything specific you want to?
Maybe talk a little bit. I know you've been going through some transition, like with the Rochester's business network, and what caused you to make this into a couple different podcasts, right?
Yeah. What caused me? I don't know if I can answer that. It's just like I love creating things, and I like trying things, and then when they pick up momentum, I double down and do my best comes to see to fruition that they're valuable. And, you know, 5 Minute Fridays was, I think that was the first podcast I added. So I started with Rochester Business Connections, and it was all about connecting with local leaders. And to be quite honest, I know a lot about marketing, but I didn't go to school for business. I never really had that entrepreneurial business owner role. So I had this great opportunity to learn from people that know a million more things than I do. So it all started with Rochester Business Connections, where I get to use my promotion and marketing skills to highlight them. And then I have an opportunity to ask deep questions and basically speed up my learning curve to start building my business better and start growing my business as quick as possible. So that's where it started. Then where 5 Minute Fridays came into play was just loving quick, easy business tips. I'm an action guy. I love a story. I love diving deep. But at the core, if I trust Nick and his advice, I don't need the story. I want actionable tips quickly. And a lot of people are the same way, and they don't have time, Nick, for my 30, 45 minute, hour long conversations. Maybe they just want something to brighten their day on a Friday on a 10 minute commute to work. Mm-hmm. So 5 Minute Fridays is just that. If you don't have the time for the long conversational story, you want actionable tips right off the bat, you can listen to the 5 Minute Friday. Mm-hmm. Now, Learn, Speak, Teach is national show. And Learn, Speak, Teach is really the reason that I changed the name from Rochester Business Connections to Real Business Connections. 'Cause I found through networking and honestly paying mentors and going through courses, I meet really brilliant people, and I wanted an opportunity to talk to them and bring their knowledge to my listenership, to my community. But the term Rochester Business Connections was a confusing conversation when asking a big name that's maybe out of California to come and speak to my audience, and it's Rochester, and they're like, Minnesota, what's going on here? So I pivoted to name it Real Business Connections, because the goal with Learn, Speak, Teach is, I mean, to bring on the Tony Robbins of the world, like to bring on the biggest names in business and personal development as possible, without forgetting about Rochester Business Connections, which still operates as it is. It's not like I'm pivoting out of Rochester to only do national, but I want the local arm and I want the national arm. The other two shows are pretty self-explanatory. Ben's Bites, I talk about whatever I want. It's not on a schedule. It's whenever the heck maybe I've been journaling or a post does really well on LinkedIn and I want to turn it into an audio. That's what Ben's Bites is. And Real Hits is literally like, that sounds terrific podcast. I'd love to play you on Real Hits, Build Your Business Better podcast. Normal Lies with Linda Healer, Time Out with Leaders, Kevin Russisi and Tyler White. These are all good friends and incredible podcasters that they deserve for their voice to be heard as well. So every Sunday is a podcast that isn't my own. So if you were to subscribe to the feed, you get a lot of Ben. You get too much Ben. I like Real Hits because you get other voices in the business community, in the leadership community. So we can get multiple perspectives rather than just my own. That covered a lot of ground, but any comments or questions on any of this stuff?
No, I love that you parallel what you're doing with your daily life and your professional life. I think that that's so important. It's something that, you know, I have a support group where I help people look for positions that maybe that are out of work or are looking to transist. And that's something that I try to teach and talk about a lot, is parallel your work with your passion. Because you might find that your passion becomes your work, right? And you're a great example of that. Like, you're very passionate about a variety of different things. And one of them is learning. And you've found a way to kind of put that passion into your professional world. And I think that that's amazing. And it doesn't sound like it came to you like quickly, and it was a process, right? So like, what is your process and how can you kind of help others maybe to kind of work through their process to find their passion and bring it to like a professional front?
How help others find their process.
Yeah.
That's a, first off, Nick, thank you. And you're very complimentary. I was reading personal development books 10 plus years before I ever started a podcast or actually started implementing any of it. Mm-hmm. So I've always enjoyed learning, and that's literally what I did. Moments like that, looking at an empty bottle, realizing I'm not doing anything with my life, but I have all this knowledge and all this learning that I love to do. Am I going to be someone who's just learning but not implementing? I need to actually implement it and help teach people some of this stuff, but I also have to live it. I can't just talk about it, but then be treating myself poorly. I need to live the words that I've been studying. So really, it was just a big shift in my mentality there. Now, how someone can find their passion and process, that's a difficult one. I don't claim to be an expert on this. I think it's going to be specific to them and their will. But really, I would look at something that lights you up, something you love to do for free, something that you do on your free time, something that you literally like, you skip going out with friends, you skip other priorities in your life because you really enjoy this. Mm-hmm. And ask yourself, am I doing anything with this enjoyment? And an example that's coming to mind right now is binging on Netflix, which mm-hmm. I've got nothing against binging on Netflix, but if you're a Netflix aficionado, mm-hmm. maybe you should have a blog. Maybe you should have a video series. Maybe you should host parties and like watch parties and have like a little mixer where y'all watch Game of Thrones together, where y'all watch Walking Dead together. You know, you love binging on Netflix and that's a lot of your time. How can we take that but put it into action where you're actually creating a product or providing value? I loved reading. I loved listening to podcasts. I loved personal development, but I also loved drinking and I wasn't putting any of that personal development into action. So how can we take this thing that we love that we spend a lot of time with and put it into action? It's going to be different based on the person. But I think really, like I said before, it's just taking that first step. Maybe being sloppy. Maybe your first five Game of Thrones reviews are not well put together. But you start to meet people that are like-minded. You start to sharpen your saw and get better at what you do. And if it ends up not working for you, no harm, no fall. You gave right. something new a shot. So I guess that would be my one piece of advice, just to go and give it a shot. Take something that you do for free already and figure out if there's a way you can take it and inject steroids and add a little bit more into it.
Yeah. I mean, before we started recording, we talked a little bit about COVID and the effects of that on
which
different people's lives.
I think
lives.
I have, Nick. We joked about this. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but it's running rampant and not everyone has COVID. Not everyone was an alcoholic, but we all have problems. Right. And I'm mindful of that we're all going through different things at this time.
Yeah. And we were talking, about how people found themselves with a lot of time during like the shutdowns and things like that, and how we sort of had like a renaissance around our creativity and being able to do that. All of a sudden people found time, right? And they were able to capitalize on some of that stuff, right? And find something new and do things like maybe create some Netflix viewing parties and whatever it may be. What I guess I'm trying to get to here is like, what was the, sure. The biggest advantage for you when the shutdown happened and kind of like now, where has it brought you?
Sure. I mean, time is a major advantage because I'm a big music lover and I like camping and hiking, and even campgrounds were closed down
right. Reasonably.
There's uncertainty, but like I couldn't even be socially distant outside. There was so much anxiety that I had plenty of time to think about my life. And the other major advantage was, this laptop in front of me. Mm-hmm. It's it's major, and it's been around for literally people's entire lives. I started on my laptop. How long ago has it been since this technology came out? And that's where, when it comes to like personal development and podcasting, or when it comes to Game of Thrones and Walking Dead or knitting or doing chalk art, if you have a passion, something you really enjoy, this laptop in front of us gives us the ability to meet other people that are in that tribe, like meet other people that are like-minded. So that's a big advantage, that since everybody was, most people were sent home, a lot of people lost their jobs, but everyone had a laptop in front of them. I think just using our phone, using our laptops, an incredible tool that your best friend might not live down the street. When I was a kid, I played basketball with my best friend. We played street ball. That isn't always the case. Your best friend might live in Indonesia. Your best friend might live in Canada. And we have this beautiful thing in front of us that helps us reach those people. And COVID gave us time to sort of figure out how to do Zoom and get better at that.
Right. It really did make the world a smaller place. And it was one thing that, like, you know, if you think about the world, not everybody's going through the same things, right? Yeah. But COVID seemed to be, you know, being a world pandemic, it's the one thing that everybody sort of had in common. And it wasn't a good thing necessarily to have in common with everyone, but it was something unifying about that. And, you know, you think about moments in time, right, where, you know, maybe a national tragedy happens or something amazing happens, and you always remember like where you were when that occurred. So the one, I guess, you know, to sum up COVID for now, because I know we're sort of going back into a potential, you know, lockdown sort of situation again. The one thing, I guess, that is nice is that we were all going through it together. And whether the good or the bad came or comes, we're doing something together. And, you know, you saw some bright moments in humanity, with people trying to help with things. So, and speaking of help, here's a nice transition. What can my listeners or people do to help you and your endeavors?
That's a good question. I don't need much. I mean, connect with me on LinkedIn, listen to the podcast, you know, Real Business Connections Network. If you type that into Google, you'll find it. We can put that in the notes.
Show notes. Yeah.
I'm always looking for nominations for guests. I'm always looking for contributors. I find that my content's better when I start asking questions and I start listening, and I don't assume this is going to be a good guest, or I don't assume anything. So anyone you know as a listener that you can nominate as an incredible guest, anyone who's passionate about what they do, they're moving the needle in their industry, I want to get to know them, because again, if I have an agenda, I'm just going to follow my agenda. And a lot of the best people I've met, I never knew we'd become best friends. So no agenda other than connect with me on LinkedIn, listen to the podcast if you'd like, or nominate somebody for the show, make an introduction, and I'll gladly do the same. I'll do my best to give referrals and make recommendations and introductions as well, so we can have that mutual value.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea, and I urge my listeners to do that. As they know, I'm always looking for content too, so doubly good if you make suggestions for that. Sounds terrific as well. But how you know, with Balbert Marketing and everything that you're doing, how can our listeners and people that are reaching out to you and connecting with you, you know, maybe expect some help in return? And I know that's not the true networker, you know, looking for help or something from someone, but I know that you're such a giver. So what are the kinds of things that you're able to kind of assist with?
Yeah, just like Balbert Marketing and like servicing a client kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
It's 100% gonna, I ask questions for a living. I joke about this, you know, the podcast is asking questions for a living. marketing, in my opinion, it's never square peg round hole. It's all about asking questions. If you hire a personal trainer, you don't want them to just focus right on your left arm. You want them to understand your needs, your goals. You want them to do upper body, lower body. You want your personal trainer to know a little bit about diet, maybe a little bit about mindset, a little bit about sleep and the importance there. So I am a marketing generalist. I do have specific products like podcasting, content marketing, web design, but I'm proud myself on being a generalist. That really what someone should expect is we get to know each other. I determine if there's actually a need that I can help. If it's something small, I'll just give you advice for free. But if I can actually help, maybe we go into implementation with SEO, web design, social media. Or if someone needs like a copywriter or pay-per-click or something very specific, I have a network of people that I can recommend as well. So I guess that what someone should expect is I'm going to come in. I want to learn about you. I want to learn about your business, see if I'm a good fit, and hopefully leave the conversation at least with a recommendation, even if it has nothing to do with me. Like, hey, go talk to Nick. He's the expert at this. And that's about it. I'm very easygoing and I try not to be too sales pitchy. Really just determine the problem and see if we have a solution.
Yeah. And I love that about you, Ben. And there's not a lot of people that operate the way that you operate. And I think it's important. I know it's a trend that's starting to like gain a lot of momentum where people are, you know, referring even competitors at some points, just because they feel like they'll be a better thing, or at the very least saying, here's what I can do for you, but here are like, you know, a couple competitors that you can talk to as well that might be a better fit, might not be. I think I'm a good fit. And, you know, there's risk in that, but there's also this great, genuine concern for your customer, your potential customer's well-being. And I think that that's a terrific thing to do for people because it shows that you care about them, which comes across in like every conversation I see that you have and every conversation that I've had with you. Again, another reason I wanted you on the show. You know, and I know I'm full of compliments for you, Ben, but, you know, they're all legit. And I want my listeners to be able to utilize, you know, your services if possible, but definitely get to start listening to your shows, too, because I think that they'll get a lot out of it. And when you're a lifelong learner like yourself, it's addictive to other people to pick up that passion. So I'm going to throw you a little weird question, not weird, but like, you know, might throw you off. So you're a lover of music. I know that I've heard a little bit, some of your podcasts on that too. What is like, your favorite song maybe this week? What's something you've been listening to that you would recommend listeners, check out?
Okay. Currently, Spotify playlist, New Funk Radio. So NU-Funk. I really like Motown music. I like the throwbacks, like the Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, like just the soulful, kind of wholesome, fun, feel good music. And there's a lot of bands, you know, more commonly known, like Bruno Mars has songs that are very much like Motown-y and kind of old school flavor. I like that, like old school R&B soul. But then there's a lot of new funk bands and new soul bands that are doing it with, you know, just better production quality and just new sounds, some more hip hop sounds. So the whole just like Motown retro throwbacks in a modern flair is definitely my focus right now because it's feel good music. But that's a tough question for me to answer, Nick, because it changes every 3 to 6 months of my life. I'm not a one band kind of guy. It changes all the time. But right now it's COVID, man. I'm stressed. I just want some feel good, wholesome, fun tunes.
Yeah, no, that's kind of why I added in that caveat of like, you know, what's going on this week, right? Because I'm the same way. I love all types of music and, you know, I dabble in guitar and, you know, it's just, it's what's in the mood for the moment, right? So, and for someone who's like a lover of music like yourself, it is very hard to like pick what's your favorite. So it does change, I think, with your mood. So thanks for sharing that. I really appreciate that. And I'm going to check that out too. Is there anything?
I'll send you some requests. I'll send you some recommendations, man.
Yeah, you gotta. That's another thing. You can start your own like little playlist that you gotta share with everybody.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a guy, Sean Lewis, who does Better Business Podcast out in Buffalo, and he has some playlists that he does in connection with like his podcast and business. So I thought that was a really creative approach to things. You know, something to consider too. Always beg, borrow, and steal everything, right? So
100%, no shame in it. Even the term beg, borrow, and steal, I don't think it properly represents it. I'm not good at reinventing the wheel. I take things that I've learned that work and I go and I implement them the best I can. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to become the next Apple or Google.
Right.
But if there's good people doing great things well, and there's a market for more of that, I implement things that I've learned in the past.
No, it's a great approach to everything. So is there anything I've not touched on that you want to get out to the world, to our listeners? Is there anything that you want to share that I haven't asked about?
Nothing specific. I like that this conversation was a little more free form. I've had different podcasts where we tackle a specific topic. I feel like we were far ranging here, and I love that. I guess I would just assert to invite people to invite people to try this for a week. Reach out to one new person a day. It'll take you 5 minutes maximum. Really, it'll take you 15 seconds if it's just a quick email or a quick message. You can take the 5, 15, 30 and do a one-on-one and dive deep. But commit yourself to 25 seconds, reaching out to one new person a day. Do that for a week. You'll see that people love that they're on your mind. Reach out with value. Don't reach out with a sales pitch. Don't reach out with anything other than, for example, you want to read their profile, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, see what they're up to, and reach out and be like, wow, I love that you're up to this, this, and this. It's been a while. I miss you, man. Or I let's go and do something. If you do that one time a day for a week, I guarantee at least a couple of those people will get back to you and be really happy you did. If you do that every single day for an entire year, even if you're only doing it on business days, you take the weekends off, that's over 250 times a year, you'll start to realize that people genuinely appreciate that you care about them. And this will help you in terms of your happiness, but it'll also help you in terms of your career and your business. So there's a lot of little things. So I didn't even plan on saying that, Nick, but that's something I've been trying to do because I built my business on gratitude and reaching out to people and staying up. And the larger my business gets, the less I do that kind of stuff. But that's what I built my business on. So I realize I need to stay literally like people, my connections are the reason I'm in business. So reaching out to one person a day to say, Nick, thank you for this, this, and this, not asking them for anything, just providing a compliment. I invite listeners to try that for a week or two and see if they can make someone smile.
No, I think that's terrific advice. It's definitely harder and harder to do as things get busier and busier. It seems to be the one thing that people like let go, right? Is sending out some gratitude and thanks to even following up with old connections too. I think that that's super important. So I think that's terrific advice. And, I want to thank you, Ben, for being on. That sounds terrific. And I urge everybody, check out the show notes and make sure you connect with all of Ben's podcasts. Definitely check out Balbert Marketing and connect with Ben himself. It's just, he's a great connection to have. And like he said, if he can't immediately help you with what's going on, he will definitely find someone or know someone that can. So thanks, Ben.
Thanks for having me, Nick. And everyone listening, LinkedIn, I respond to every message, literally every single message. So please message me there and we'll continue the conversation.
Thank you for joining us in another episode of That Sounds Terrific. Don't forget to check out the show notes and our website at thatsoundsterrific.com to find the contact information and the best ways to volunteer with the organizations that we feature. If you know someone that is doing terrific things and think they should be featured in a future episode, be sure to email us their name, contact info, and short description of what they're doing at thatsoundsterrific@gmail.com. If you like our show, give us a 5-star 5-star rating and give us some social media love by liking our Facebook page, That Sounds Terrific. Follow us on Twitter at Sounds Terrific 2 and Instagram at Sounds Terrific. We love hearing your feedback on how to make our show sound even more terrific. Till next time.